home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Top of the morning to ya. If you think finding me pot of gold is lucky, wait till you see the treasure trove at TC Trailers. Over 300 beauties sitting there, ready to roll. Flatbeds, goosenecks, dump trailers, you name it. And Big Jim Maple, a giant of a man with deals so big, even a leprechaun can't resist. Plus, they've got a repair shop, a parts store, and financing. So no excuses, lads and lassies. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you ain't pulling your weight. TC-trailers.com.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back. Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Shop local, buy local,
hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. And best of all, they never expire.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Yeah, we're back. It's Party Line Thursday edition, and a little heart bringing us in on this Thursday morning. Dason and I were talking about the weather. It's been a roller coaster, and it's going to continue. Going to be around 50 today, but the winds, things are changing. It's going to get warm. We're going to get cold. So, hey, you might want to keep a jacket around just in case so that you can be ready. We also want to thank all of our sponsors. We greatly appreciate them helping us out, and especially Copper Electric Services, LLC. Copper Electric Services, LLC, making it work every day. Copper, just like the metal, Copper Electric. Make sure you check them out. When you flip your switch, your light will come on, okay? Let's see. We're going to go to our guest today. She is the Indiana manager of Share High School Exchange Program, and what a great program. Had opportunities to work with several foreign exchange students over the years, and it is a great program. Cindy, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing great.
Great, great. Well, let's see. So you're in Indiana, correct?
I'm technically in Missouri, but I cover Indiana.
Okay, so you cover Indiana. So you're in the Show Me State, but you do cover the Hoosier State. So we're grateful for that. Thank you very much. So first of all, Cindy, how did you get involved in this program? What was the genesis for you to get connected to the foreign exchange student or exchange student program?
I had a daughter in high school that wanted to host an exchange student, and we just started into that being a host family, and I started advertising for host families myself and just got involved in it in that way, and just proceeded to keep advertising, and I became a coordinator, and then I became an area coordinator, and now I hire coordinators to help me do this same thing.
Wow, so you actually had the, you were the boots on the ground, you actually had the experience firsthand of bringing in exchange students. How many did you have? Did you have many over the years or just that one?
No, I have hosted six or seven myself over the years.
Awesome.
So, yeah, it's been a lot of fun to greet them and to learn from them, from things from their country, their culture, their the dances, their holidays, the different ways they celebrate. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is a learning experience, wouldn't you agree? I mean, it's an opportunity for you really to get educated about a variety of cultures, and it's certainly a learning experience for them. They're being immersed in the culture here, but being able to have that dialogue and conversation with them, I think, is so critical. For those of us, especially if you have children like you did, that they're learning. I mean, it's a living learning lab. I like to say
it is. It is. And you don't have to have a teenager, because the young kids, too, are like a little sponge. You know, they'll pick up on the languages and then that also. You know, people think they have to have a teenager at home. You do not have to have a child or even a teenager at home to be able to do this. Anybody, you know, a single person, a single parent, and it doesn't matter, you know, if you have a teenager or a child at home to do it.
Well, let's start. Let's kind of start at the beginning, in the sense that if for someone that's listening here that says that they didn't really know that the foreign student exchange still existed, maybe they saw it way back in the day when they were there, but it's still going on. Take our listeners through how it works and how and we'll talk maybe later about how they can get involved. But just what is SHARE, and to break it down for us.
We've been around since 1980. We're a nonprofit organization. We believe in the importance of cross-cultural exchange and are eager to learn about other countries and cultures, as well as to share American way of life with our students and host families. You don't need to have a teenager in the home to qualify. SHARE is a mid-sized company, so we are very picky about the students that we pick to be in our company. So it's more of a family-oriented atmosphere. We let our families choose our student. Most of the time, it works out better that way. It's a great, great fit. They're based out of California. We've got regions, Northeast, Southwest, so we've got different regions, offices throughout the United States. I work out of the Southwest office in Dallas, Texas. And it's just, I started with a different company for 10 years and switched to SHARE 10 years ago. And so there's a lot of different companies that do this, and I love SHARE. SHARE is awesome.
Well, and that's great to know, because I didn't realize that. I didn't know that there was multiple different companies that that did this. Okay.
Many.
Okay. That's great to know. But you chose SHARE because of your experience and what you have seen and how it can impact students, and maybe is there more maybe sophistication in the sense of how things are done? Is it more organized? Is there better structure? Is that another thing that maybe you guys
SHARE has great structure, great support system. We have very good students that we choose to be in our company. We're there for our students. I'm available 24/7 all of the time. If people need help with a problem or a situation or a question, you know, they can reach out to our local coaches or coordinators, and if they can't reach them, then I'm the area coordinator. You know, we're always available. To be able to get a hold of somebody is very easy with SHARE. If they have, they want to travel, they need our students are allowed to travel with the family anywhere in the United States and even out of the United States. They have to get another DS-2019 form and a second entry into the United States on their visa. So we have to get that approved for them, and that's very quick and easy to do with our company. So it's real simple and easy to do. So it's, you know, a lot of companies takes 30 days to do that. Our company, it's not.
So what are some of the main countries that, you know, that foreign exchange students that you guys are tied in with or are associated with or collaborating with?
most companies, your main countries are the European countries. You've got Italy, Spain, Germany, France, Belgium. Caught me off guard on that one.
Sorry.
But we
Norway.
It's okay. We don't do
Sweden,
too many Norway.
The last, I remember one of the last foreign exchange students that I know that we weren't hosting, but I work with a lot of youth and I coach and things, but they were actually from Sweden. So
We did a couple from Sweden, but not too many. Our main ones are the others I just mentioned. We also get Argentina. We get Hong Kong, Japan, Vietnam, I'm trying to think.
So when as you're thinking, and I greatly appreciate that, that gives us a nice taste. Host families have to be the key to make this thing successful. I mean, because they've got to be the ones to kind of be flexible, because you never know as you bring in a student. But you guys are vetting students and families, so you're trying to create a great match. Is that correct?
Oh, definitely. Yes. The family has to do an application. Anybody that's 18 and older in the home must pass a criminal background check. And they have our local coordinator or coach goes to the home and does a visit and meets with everybody in the home and does a walkthrough of the home to make sure it's a safe environment and passes the that it has to be a nice home or a clean home that they will be okay there. And then they talk to everybody there, make sure they're all on board, they're all happy about wanting to host. And then they talk to the references. They put 4 references on their application. The coach talks to those references. And then the student basically goes kind of through the same type of application and their family. They have references that they put on their application, their teacher references and so forth, and their transcripts. They have to have a ELTIS test for their English level. They have to have a minimum score for their English level to be able to come here. They must speak English, things like that. So, yeah.
Hey, give me a funny story. And you got any? I mean, surely you've got some stories of a foreign exchange, maybe where they miss planes or what's something that just memorable?
We had 4 students fly into Atlanta 1 year on their way to Springfield, Missouri. 2 boys and 2 girls. The boys made it all the way to Springfield, and the girls only made it as far as Atlanta because they missed their flight to Springfield.
Ooh.
And they let the bartender where you get sodas and whatnot. They said, please let us know when you hear the flight announced. Well, they didn't let them know, but their English wasn't good enough because they talk on those loudspeakers, of course, in the airports, and you can't understand because they say it so quick and so loud. They didn't hear their flight, so they missed it. And we're all sitting in Springfield because I, as a coordinator, go to the airport and wait for my students to arrive also to greet them. And we're sitting in Springfield, and the 2 show up, and the other 2 did not show up, and we're all frantic because those are minors. They're only 15, 16-year-old kids. They're minors. So we're all frantic. We're going, oh, my gosh, but they can't sit in an airport, all night. We had to call Atlanta and arrange for them to be kept in the unescorted minors room.
Wow.
They have a special room for that in Atlanta. So they put them in there. They gave them a cot. They gave them a meal ticket. And then they wake them up in the morning and arrange another flight for them to come the next morning. So, but it does happen. It does happen.
Sure.
So, but it is scary.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they made it safe the next morning. So,
I've been fortunate as an adult to be able to, and even as a teenager, being on mission trips, not only across the country but around the world. And it traveling is stressful in itself. But when you're not speaking the same, you don't know the language. You don't know how to read some of the things, and you don't know the culture. It can be absolutely frightening for an adult, much less a teenager, a student, you know, going through that. So what are some misconceptions? Because people ask, So what are some misconceptions that people may have that maybe you can give some folks some peace of mind or assurance if they're thinking about maybe doing this?
There really aren't too many anymore. There used to be back in the day, the kids would watch the TV show 90210.
Oh, yeah.
And the kids would come here expecting things to be just like that TV show. You know, but it's not so much anymore that way. You know, they pretty much know what they want to do. They want to come here. They would like to play sports. The girls want to do cheerleading. The boys want to play soccer or football, basketball. You know, some don't, of course. We got band players. We've got some that just want to read. Some like to do skiing, you know, which, of course, would be other states or somebody who lives around Fenton here in Missouri, Fenton, we've got a fake snow place to do skiing. I don't know about Indiana, if they've got one of those or not.
Oh, yeah, we call it Michigan. Mm-hmm. Everybody goes to Michigan.
there you go. Farther north,
You got Paoli down in the south and perfect north slopes, but then really most folks that in Indiana kind of go to Bittersweet, Timber Ridge, Swiss Valley. Okay. So that's all. That's just across the line.
So you've got
north.
Different areas.
Yeah. The good
so
thing
you just
about
kind of pick and choose what a family can do or what does do. You pick and choose what your student can do and what fits in with your family.
And see, that's what I think is so important for people to recognize. You're not trying to just necessarily entertain a guest. You're wanting them to experience what life is really like with you.
Right. Exactly. Right. Exactly. And the more you can get them to do with you, then the better things are, and the better they work out. So.
Yeah, I also being a pastor, we've had kids that have come in as foreign exchange students, and I've had some really. I got a couple of exchange students that's even to this day, because of social media, that's another great thing. As much as I don't like social media on many aspects. One of the great things about social media is that it allows you to stay connected a lot easier and a lot less expensive than it was, 25, 30 years ago.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So you can, you can kind of keep up. And you get to see, pictures in real time of what's going on in their life when they go back home. Or maybe even, as they FaceTime their own family while they're here, you get a chance to, to know the family and a little bit about their background. So it's really kind of cool. What are some of the, thinking about those benefits, what are some of the other benefits a family would receive and even a community would receive? I know I can share mine like I just shared, but what have you seen working in the program for as long as you have?
A community, I had a Mongolian girl one year who had a one-year-old sister at home, and she missed her, so when they went to church, she would go down to the nursery every Sunday and help out in the nursery because she missed her baby sister.
Wow.
So she would help out in the nursery. We've had some that helped out with scouting and other things like that. We've had some that have done presentations at their schools and in the grade schools to teach about their country, to entice the younger kids to learn about their countries. And as far as another funny story I thought of, I had a German girl one year after she had gone home. She came back one year for Christmas as a surprise to her family. She had a friend of hers at school help her do this. She put herself in a box on the front porch of her family and had the friend ring the doorbell and jumped out of the box and surprised her family.
Oh, my.
So if they make a good connection, and they remain a part of your family for life. I mean, they want to be a part of your family. They come back and visit. I've got one lady that hosted 10 different students for me over the years. And after 6 or 7 students, she took a year off and went to Europe and visited 5 of them. And they've invited her over there to be part of the weddings and baby births and everything. I mean, they're part of her family. They're her kids. And if you call them your daughter or son while they're here, instead of this is my exchange kid, this is my daughter, this is my son, while they're in your family, they feel more of your family. they feel like they're part of your family.
Oh, and yeah, it, that makes sense.
It works
yeah.
better.
Yeah.
So,
well, I tell you, we've had a lot of connections with, again, foreign exchange students. Good friends of ours, Travis and Gina Sheets, at least to live here. They're now in Arizona. Hosted several over the years, and then some of our church families have hosted. And again, I think you're spot on. The connections that are made are lifetime for many.
They are.
Not always, but for many. I mean, I'm sure there's the other stories we'll probably just skip through, but you know, there's always those stories that, well, you know, the chemistry. Well, I'll tell you what, let's just address it briefly.
It's a lot of chemistry.
Yeah, because if the chemistry doesn't, what happens if that does happen? I mean, does Cher have a backup plan that, you know, a parachute or something that if something doesn't work out, or are you just kind of stuck being in a miserable year experience?
No.
Okay.
No, if a situation does not work out, if there are problems, we try and find another family for the student, and we'll move them to another family. And in many cases, the second family does work out, and it is a wonderful experience. We had a Vietnamese boy that was in a family that had double hosted. They had a boy from Argentina and a boy from Vietnam, and the Argentina boy was only a fall semester student, and he was not super happy, but he was okay there. And the Vietnamese boy was super miserable, and he wanted to be moved, and he got moved. And when he got moved, he got into a family that had a son within a year or so of his own age and another girl. And the school that he got put into had archery. And he learned archery, and he absolutely loved it, and he thrived, and he did absolutely wonderful. So it's just sometimes just a matter of where they're at or who they're with.
And that's part of your organizational responsibility is to kind of make sure that chemistry is working, and they can you're the go-to organization to get that resolved.
That's part of our monthly reports that we do, and our questions that we ask each month, and you know, is this, you know, questions we ask, and if they're not happy and things aren't going right, then we try and move them.
Yeah,
we'll find them a new family. It's our responsibility to make sure that they're thriving and having a good year.
Yeah, it's really a great opportunity, a great program. We highly recommend. Do you have a lot of Indiana families? Do you work with Indiana quite a bit?
Indiana is one of my territories. I do have a coordinator there, and I just hired a new one in Indiana, but she's up real close to Chicago,
uh-huh.
So she'll be covering part of Chicago and Indiana. So right now, my lady, if it's in Goshen, Indiana.
Yeah, Goshen.
Usually only Goshen. Uh huh. She usually hosts one student herself each year, and usually has one family that she finds each year. She's not covering a whole lot for me right now.
Okay.
I'm hoping. I keep trying to help her. I keep advertising up there and keep trying to help her find families, but she's not. As of yet, is not covered a lot.
Well, so. and I think, you know, this day and age, the culture, this where we are in the timeline of the universe is that it's a little bit of a challenge. I mean, we've got a lot of things. I think there's a lot of fear, but you know, I will tell you, the folks that have pulled the trigger and said, "Hey, look, we're ready and willing to do this." We've always had good feedback from them, and it's always been pretty much a great experience. In the couple of minutes we got left, let's end on you mentioned the young lady that was from Mongolia that went down and helped with the nursery of the church. What is one of your favorite feel-good stories that you remember, whether it be your own personal experience or working in the organization? What is something that really, that you go, wow, that's the one that makes me do this? This is what makes me get up every morning.
It's stories like that, or my horse riding students are my absolute best students, in my opinion. I had a girl from Belgium that I hosted for 6 months, and she was an absolute angel. I loved her. I didn't want her to go home.
Yeah.
She was great, but all of my horse riding students have always been wonderful students. They fit in with their families great. The one I was talking about, I had her on a road trip with me once, and she was taking pictures out the window of just open fields. And I said, "What are you doing?" She says, "I'm taking pictures." I said, "I can see that, but of what?" And she says, "Of the fields." I said, "But why?" She goes, "We don't have this in Belgium."
Yeah.
And my jaw just about dropped open. I said, "You what?" Yeah. And it's just the things we take advantage of or take for granted here is amazing. You know, and I said, you just can't believe that they don't have stuff like that. You know, I guess everything is just all buildings and concrete everywhere right. else, you know.
Yeah.
And they just don't have the amount of open greenery and fields in other countries that we have here. And she was just amazed at how much that we have here. So she was just taking pictures of open fields.
Yeah.
Okay.
You mentioned it, and you could tell it in your voice when you said it, that you didn't want her to go home because you bonded. There was a great relationship. And that can be a little sad. I mean, when you get so close to someone and you become they become part of the family, but it's that relational bond that you have now for life. And when it's time to get back on the plane, it's tough.
It is. Oh, we tried. And she's still my daughter. We still stay in touch.
Good. That's neat.
Sweetheart. So, yeah.
Okay, so, Cindy, how can folks, if they're listening this morning and say, you know what, I think I'd like to do that. That sounds like she's made it sound pretty easy. It's not that mm-hmm. difficult. We don't, you know, there's parameters, but there are things that I think that can be overcome. How do they get a hold of you? Mm-hmm. How do they get plugged in?
Our website is sharesouthwest.org, and it's S-H-A-R-E, Southwest spelled out, .org.
Okay, sharesouthwest.org, sharesouthwest.org, and they will go there. Is there an application process, or will there be, for more information?
There's a link on there to do an inquiry, and they will send you an informational link to where you give us your name and email and that, and they'll send you a packet to start an application process.
Awesome. That is fantastic. Well, you're doing the Lord's work, Cindy. We mm-hmm. greatly appreciate it because every time we can, I think, one of these days we're all going to be together, so we might as well learn. We might as well start to know each other now, you know. So it's a good, that's what I always say. And so, and finding out more about others' cultures and backgrounds is such a great thing. So I greatly appreciate what you're doing, and just go to sharesouthwest.org for more details.
Yes.
Okay. Hey,
it's
thank
a wonderful
you.
Company. We have great kids, and you won't regret it.
All right. That's awesome to hear. Thank you so much for joining us today. You have a great day and a great rest of
you
your
too.
Year. All right?
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Cindy. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Cindy Cohey, she is, being with us this morning with the SHARE organization. You heard what she said. If you want your heart lifted, if you want to have a great experience and building relationships internationally, SHARE is definitely the organization to talk with. ShareSouthwest.org. ShareSouthwest.org. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of Party Line. I appreciate you being with us. Thanks, Dason, for coming in and being a part of the show. Also, thank Cindy, and we thank Lori earlier as well. And again, happy birthday to Russ Casper. Make sure you share that with him out and about this today. He's celebrating his birthday. Until next week, good Lord willing, I'll be back with you next Tuesday. Have a great rest of your week and a great weekend. Stay safe and be courageous. We'll talk to you soon.